Trump, back in Pennsylvania after assassination attempt, contrasts his track record with Harris's. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 18 days after surviving an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump returned to this coveted swing state on July 31, a key point in the 2024 presidential race. "Our resolve is unbroken, and our will is undeterred," Trump told a cheering crowd that overflowed the 7,318-seat New Holland Arena at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex and Expo Center. He made that statement as he reflected on the July 13 attempt on his life, before contrasting his track record with that of his new opponent from the Democratic Party, Vice President Kamala Harris. With a little more than 3 months to go before the November 5 general election, Harris became a replacement candidate for President Joe Biden, 81. He abandoned his re-election bid on July 21 amid age-related concerns, but remained serving as president. Trump said that regardless of whether his opponent is Biden or Harris, it's not about him or her. "It's the policies, and they are the same." While Biden and Harris have touted job creation statistics, Trump said the Biden-Harris policies are stoking inflation and burdening ordinary people. A single mother of four, Tiffany Hall, joined him on stage to describe how she is being affected. Hall said she and her family were better off financially while Trump was in office. But now, she thinks many people experience what she does while at gas stations, saying to themselves, "Man, here goes the last of what I have." She choked up as she added, "I would like to be able to go into the grocery store again and not have to put something back." Immigration policies contrasted. Trump says his policies stemmed the tide of illegal immigration and helped control prices of groceries, gasoline, and other essentials. Polls, including one released this week, have consistently shown that most Americans feel that the nation is heading in the wrong direction overall, that many are hurting economically, and that most oppose open borders immigration policies. Harris has often been called the border czar because she was tasked with addressing the root causes of illegal immigration. But Trump said some media outlets are trying to give Harris an image makeover. "All of a sudden, she's the new Margaret Thatcher," he said, referring to the late British Prime Minister known for her strong conservative policies. That comparison drew chuckles from the audience. Trump said his immigration accomplishments included reducing illegal border crossings to record lows, deporting more illegal immigrants, implementing a Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers, and building hundreds of miles of U.S. Mexico border wall. However, as soon as Biden took office, he began reversing the Trump-era immigration policies, calling them cruel and reckless. Trump said increased illegal immigration has caused a host of troubles, including crime and burdens on government services. He predicted that voters would see how different he and Harris are. "This November, the American people are going to compare these records and they're going to tell border czar Harris. You're fired," he said. The audience cheered and laughed when they heard Trump reference his famous line from his TV show The Apprentice. "To frack or not to frack." Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states where a victory could help determine which candidate wins the presidency. The former president emphasized his policies versus Harris's on an issue of great importance to Pennsylvanians, fracking, which affects the economy by billions of dollars. Fracking, also known as hydraulic fracturing, involves injecting liquid into rock layers to extract more gas and oil. Pennsylvania is one of the top states in the nation employing that method, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Global Energy Institute said in a 2019 report. Trump played a video clip of Harris for his rally audience, in which she told a CNN town hall, "There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking." He pledged to combat any such prohibition. Trump urged people to consider that, even if Harris is now saying she has changed her mind and now favors fracking, remember, a politician always goes back to what their original thinking was. While environmentalists have raised concerns about fracking, an analysis showed that banning fracking would prove costly. Millions of jobs would be lost. Energy prices would skyrocket, causing household energy bills to quadruple, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Global Energy Institute said in a 2019 report. Race appears close. In the Real Clear Politics average of opinion polls, Trump holds a lead of 2.7 percentage points over Harris in Pennsylvania and about 2 percentage points nationwide. Rallygoer Mike Mika, 63, said, "We're not going to sit back and let the media tell us that it's a blue state and it's not a Trump state. There's many of us here, and we're going to come out in force and support him every time." Mika told the Epoch Times that the top issue for him is immigration because it's changing the demographics of the country. He also thinks they're trying to sway the future elections if the United States grants amnesty to illegal immigrants and gives them voting rights. Respectful remembrance. Earlier in the rally, the Harrisburg crowd joined Trump for a moment of silence to remember Corey Comprator, 50, who was killed at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, about 225 miles west of Harrisburg. The former president and two others were wounded. A Secret Service countersniper is believed to have killed the suspected gunman. After Trump described how Comprator died while shielding his wife and daughter, the crowd chanted, "Corey. Corey. Corey. We will carry Corey's spirit of love and devotion and patriotism with us for all time," Trump said, vowing to set a date to hold another rally in Butler. Sandra Gonzalez, 59, of York Haven, Pennsylvania, said she thinks people considered the Harrisburg rally to be pivotal, both because of Pennsylvania's role as a battleground state and because of the failed assassination attempt. "We're showing people who are nefarious, we're not afraid of you," she told the Epoch Times. "People are far more aware. I think people are looking up at buildings, looking at people in the eyes, and would be more attuned to any signs of possible trouble," she said. Jack Robertson, 50, of Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, said too many politicians will say whatever they need to say to get elected. He told the Epoch Times that in his opinion, Harris had 3.5 years to prove herself and never took the opportunity to do that.